This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. First General Convention of Rashtriya Swatantra Party begins in Chitwan today. Department of Drug Administration says supply of cancer drugs will normalize soon. 12th International Day of Yoga being observed across the country. President Ramchandra Podil calls on people to adopt yoga as a way of life. And US-Iran talks to begin in Switzerland as Tehran says it closed Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The first general convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party begins in Bharatpur of Chitwan today with the participation of 4,211 representatives from across the country and abroad. The convention is being inaugurated by Party President Ravi Lamisane and Senior Party Leader and Prime Minister Balendra Saha. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said all arrangements for the convention have been made, including venue management, accommodation, transportation, security and volunteer mobilization. According to Shankar Shrestha, secretary at the party's organization department, representatives have been selected from provincial committees, international divisions, nominated members and adjusted members. The party's 33 international divisions are represented by 170 delegates, while 138 members have been nominated by the party president in accordance with the party's statute. Another 192 representatives have been selected from among those who recently joined the party. Ahead of the convention, a central committee meeting endorsed a proposal to expand the party's central committee from 121 members to 151. Likewise, the proposed amendment seeks to strengthen women's participation by ensuring female representation in key positions, including vice presidents, co-spokespersons, and co-treasurers. Under the proposed structure, 99 central committee members will be elected through open competition. In line with inclusivity provisions, while 51 members will be nominated by the party president. The shortage of cancer treatment drugs in Nepal is expected to end within a few days, according to the Department of Drug Administration. Information Officer Kiran Sundar Bajracharya said chemotherapy drugs, including carboplatin and cisplatin, will soon be made easily available after arrangements to facilitate imports. The department has assigned several hospitals and pharmaceutical companies to manage import and distribution to ensure smooth supply. Nepal Drug Suppliers Association said the medicines are being imported despite higher costs and assured that supply will stabilize once government price adjustments are made. The 12th International Day of Yoga is being observed across Nepal and around the world today under the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging, highlighting the role of yoga in promoting physical and mental well-being at all stages of life. According to the World Health Organization, yoga supports healthy aging by improving balance, flexibility, strength and mobility while also contributing to better mental health and stress management. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podil has called on people to adopt yoga as a way of life. In a message, he extended his best wishes for happiness, peace, prosperity and good health to Nepalese at home and abroad and urged them to incorporate yoga into their daily routines. The chief of the Central Zoo in Jawaharlal, Satyanarayan Sai, is under investigation for allegedly concealing a confirmed bird flu outbreak from the National Trust for Nature Conservation. The National Trust, on the directive of its chairperson and Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, has relieved Sai from his post and formed a three-member committee to investigate the case. The committee has been given a week to submit its report. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Direct talks between the United States and Iran are set to begin in Switzerland today, amid renewed tensions over Iran's claim that it has again closed the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks in southern Lebanon. According to the BBC, the US military has disputed the claim, saying maritime traffic through the strategic waterway continues uninterrupted. The negotiations come days after the United States and Iran signed a preliminary agreement aimed at ending the conflict and paving the way for a comprehensive settlement within the next 60 days. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Switzerland early Sunday, while an Iranian delegation led by Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi reached the country late Saturday. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Army Chief Asim Munir are also expected to join the talks. At least six people, including an Al Jazeera cameraman and a child, were killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Saturday, according to health officials and rescue teams. Al Jazeera said its correspondent Ahmed Wasar was killed in a strike on a house in central Gaza and strongly condemned what he described as the deliberate targeting of journalists. The Israeli military, however, alleged that Wishaw was a member of Hamas military wing and had served as a sniper operative. Though no evidence was provided, Al Jazeera said the killing of its cameraman represented a violation of international law and reflected what he called a continuing pattern of targeting journalists and suppressing the media. Now, sports update. Japan have produced a dominant performance in the latest Group F match of FIFA World Cup 2026, defeating Tunisia by 4-0 with a strong attacking display and full control of the game. This is Japan's biggest margin of victory in a FIFA World Cup match. In Group E, Germany continued their strong form with a 2-1 victory over Ivory Coast, while Ecuador and Curaçao played out a goalless draw in another Group E encounter. Attention now shifts to Group H, where Spain will face Saudi Arabia in a key fixture tonight. The match will kick off at 9:45 p.m. Nepali time, with Spain looking to secure an important win and Saudi Arabia aiming to cause an upset. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, as well as in the Tarai region of Koshi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely in Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The weather will remain mainly fair in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Southern Pashchim provinces. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region of the country. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi province. Heat wave conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Southern Pashchim provinces, while hot take conditions may occur at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. First General Convention of Rashtriya Swatantra Party begins in Chitwan today. Department of Drug Administration says supply of cancer drugs will normalize soon. 12th International Day of Yoga being observed across the country. President Ramchandra Podil calls on people to adopt yoga as a way of life. And US-Iran talks to begin in Switzerland as Tehran says it closed Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.